The passage reading is John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Amen. The senior pastor will deliver the message with the title, The Meaning of Resurrection. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 8,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending a service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, and GCN viewing audiences, and Mamin TV viewing audiences. Today is Easter. Easter is one of the biggest Christian feasts. People share eggs with pretty decorations to celebrate and have Holy Communion. We have the Easter cantata, and we experience the emotions of Easter. But the most important thing in celebrating Easter is to remember the true meaning of resurrection. We should not carelessly overlook it, thinking it is just one of the feasts that we have once every year. Resurrection is such an important element in our faith. We even say that the Christian faith can be expressed as the faith of resurrection. So we should understand the meaning of resurrection. At this time, let us once again remember the meaning of resurrection. Listening to the message, I hope you will understand the true meaning of resurrection from the heart, and it'll fill you with grace. Furthermore, I hope you will have the proper purpose of life and that of your Christian life. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be filled to overflowing with the emotion of the resurrection, and you will march forward towards the heavenly kingdom. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what is the meaning of resurrection? First, it is true life. You and I all were destined to death, for we were all sinners. The Apostle Paul deeply understood the rules of the spiritual realm, and he spoke clearly about it. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." It said the final outcome of sin is death. Spiritually, it means hell. No human being can be exempted because all are born as descendants of Adam who sinned. All people also commit personal sins. Just as the Bible says there is none righteous, there is no one who is righteous. There is no one who can solve the problem of sin by himself. But the Lord saved us from this death. He paid the price of sins of all mankind by taking the cross. But after dying on the cross, He came back to life. He became the first fruit of resurrection. If we accept this Lord as our Savior and believe Him, we will not face the death caused by sin. We will live forever in the kingdom of heaven. It's just as 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, "For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive." Brothers and sisters, how vividly do you feel that you were moved from death to eternal life? And how thankful are you for this? Most people do not think about their own deaths, but in fact, death is a clear reality. Death has been the pain of all mankind throughout human history. The process of dying also gives us pain. We can feel the pain of it by seeing people aging or those who struggle against terminal diseases. It's not that the death alone is painful. Death also causes another kind of pain called separation. But if we, all of mankind, face only physical death, it'll be all right, because the pain of death will fade away as time passes. But the death that the sinners will face is not only physical pain, physical death. They will face a spiritual death as well as the physical death. They will also be receiving eternal punishment in hell. And we once all had to face this spiritual death. But the Lord gave us true life. Now we can live in the kingdom of heaven forever without dying forever, because we gained true life. Of course, even those believers who are saved face the physical death. But even though they face death, the Bible does not say they are dead, but asleep. Some parts say they are dead, but mostly it says they are asleep. 1 Corinthians 15:20 says, "But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep." Those who are asleep are those who believed in the Lord during their earthly life and were dead and buried. At the time of the Lord's second coming, they will resurrect before those who are living welcome the Lord. When you and I welcome the Lord alive, those who have been dead and buried, they will resurrect first before us and go up to the air first. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." At this moment, the dead and buried bodies will change into a resurrected body and unite with their spirit. Their spirit was in the awaiting place in the paradise, and they will come down with the Lord from the air, come down to the air. And the bodies that had been buried in the grave, those are decayed. Of course, they are a handful of dust. And they will resurrect into a resurrected body, and they will combine with the spirit in the air. How emotional this moment will be. They will be filled with rapture just by the fact that they will not die again. After these people resurrect, those who are living will then be caught up in the air. So those who receive the Lord alive will receive the Lord. And it's not resurrection because they are not dead, but they are caught up in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says, "That we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord." So we can see this. It's not that we will be caught up into the sky. It says with them in the clouds. When the Lord ascended into heaven too, God could have taken him into clear sky, but why into the clouds? And why is it same to us? Caught up together with them in the clouds. So to meet the Lord in the air. And this air is the air in the second heaven. Those who do not face the physical death will be caught up in the air, and their bodies will change into spiritual bodies that will never perish. This physical body will not remain, but it will change into spiritual body and go up. This spiritual body is not just imperishable, but it is truly beautiful. Those who are still living on earth are more thankful that they have the hope that they will meet the Lord alive. God works at the most appropriate times. I don't remember exactly which place it was. Either Mongsanpo or Dangsanpo. When we had the summer retreat, it was for the students. And I spoke about the resurrection, and when I was delivering that message, there were some cocoons where some moths came out from. The butterflies. There were cocoons, and soon these butterflies came out, and they these moths came out, and they went in. They flew into the sky. So it was more helpful to let them understand. Brothers and sisters, when people escape from life-threatening situations or dangers, they give a sigh of relief, saying they were close to death. So when we have escaped eternal death, what an incredibly happy moment it'll be for us. Especially, we escaped the eternal hell, fire of hell. So how thankful we are. We gained true life through the sufferings and resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus is the sure promise of the true life that He will give to us. I urge you to give thanks from the depth of your hearts to this Lord who has saved us from death and given us true life. Some people who don't believe this, they say death is the end. Once you die, you don't know anything. Then it'll be a fortunate case, but it's not true. Whether heaven or hell, you have to be put into either place. And also, is it better to sleep or not sleep and be happy? Which one would you choose? Would you like to sleep or be happy without sleeping? Sleeping? Oh, you don't have to worry about anything when you're asleep. But it's not true. There's some friends, when they have some fun, and one of them is sleeping, and after he wakes up, then he may complain, why didn't you wake me up? You know, only you guys were having fun. If all other friends spent such a fun day, or all other family members had such a happy day, and only this person was sleeping, and he couldn't take part in that, and he would regret it so much. Why did I sleep all day? He would regret that way. So it's much better to have fun and be happy rather than sleeping. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the meaning of resurrection, secondly, is true love. When we preach the gospel, we preach the love of God. We say, God loves you. Then some say they cannot believe that the invisible God loves them, and they don't open their hearts that easily. But we know about the love of God very well. God did not love us only with words. He showed us clear evidence. The evidence is the sufferings of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus took the cross to save mankind who were sinners. What is the reason He did it? It's because He loved us. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, which means before we accepted the Lord, Christ died for us. He didn't just say He loved us. Oh, I love you. He didn't just say it. He demonstrated His love. And what is that demonstration? With that love, He gave His only Son, His beloved only Son. He gave His only Son to this earth and made Him the atoning sacrifice to have peace between us and God. And that crucifixion was not an easy thing at all. He had to suffer all the mockeries and sufferings and pains and whipping and so much pain with a lot of shedding of blood. And as you watched in the Easter cantata, you saw our Lord being scourged and shedding blood. But I had a lot of sorrow, and I had sorrow for many weeks before that. And watching the Lord suffering, I had to sorrow just captured my whole body. Before, I just used to shed tears, but that was all. But this time, I couldn't even shed tears because the sorrow was so much. Just it went into all my body, and then I kind of had a convulsions. I had to fight with a convulsion for about 40 minutes. I couldn't even go outside. And watching these scenes of Lord being scourged and taking the cross, I was so heartbroken and I was so sorrowful. I felt like my heart had to burst. And I was thinking, why do men have to be so evil? Why do they have to kill innocent men? Why do they have to kill good men? And God confirmed, demonstrated His love in this way. We were supposed to die, but Jesus wanted to save us. He wanted to give us eternal life and the heavenly kingdom. So He took the cross. He did not just love with words, but He gave us everything with His actions. And by resurrecting, He proved that His love was true. His resurrection proves that He had no sin at all. I also experienced resurrection many times, physically and spiritually, because of condemnation and of other churches and the broadcasting, other things. It was a complete death, but God let us live again. Jesus resurrected because He was innocent and He couldn't be bound by death. It means He loved us so much that though He was completely innocent, He took the punishment of death on behalf of sinners. We can also feel the great love of God the Father through the resurrection of Jesus. Who planned this providence of salvation of the cross? It is Father God. Adam forsook the love of God by committing a sin. As a result, he became a man of flesh, and according to the spiritual roles, he had to die. Furthermore, all his descendants who were descendants of him had to face death as sinners as well. But then somebody paid for the price of this sin. It is Jesus who is one with God in origin. God prepared Jesus even before the time began to solve this problem of sin. And when the time came, He sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to this lowly earth for us sinners. God let Jesus be killed at the hands of the sinners. He did it to restore life to these same sinners. This was not possible to do without love. Human beings are just God's creatures, and as the Creator, God can destroy them at any time. Before Jesus took the cross, He knew about it. He knew about the pain. He knew exactly what He had to go through. The nailing and scourging, and He knew about every bit of pain He had to go through. Yesterday you saw Jesus being whipped, scourged, and nailed to his hands and feet. Have you imagined that you were being nailed? Suppose Roman soldiers were nailing your hands. And that's what I did. I imagined. What if I were in that place? How would I have to overcome that pain? It was such a big nail going into the flesh and bones, not only one hand, both hands, and also through the both feet. He had to shed blood wearing the thorns on his head even before that. And how would I overcome such a pain? Of course I would, but how painful it would be. I felt I had kind of goosebumps all on my skin whenever the nail that was being put in there. And for my sins, the Son of God had to suffer those things. If you understand this, and if you believe in this, what kind of life do you have to live? Let us please cast away all forms of evil. But His love never changed. Even when the people committed sins, He loved us so much that He sacrificed His only Son to solve the problem of sin for us. Then what is the ultimate purpose of planning the salvation of the cross? It is to gain true children who would share the glory of God together with Him. Namely, God planned all these things to give us the heavenly kingdom and eternal life and to share His love. He clearly showed us His love by sending His one and only Son to this earth and fulfilling the sufferings on the cross and resurrection. The true love contained in the resurrection is still shown in the same way today, some 2,000 years later. This true love is shown through God, the Holy Spirit. When we accept Jesus Christ, who died on the cross as our Savior, the Holy Spirit comes into our heart. Then our dead spirits are revived through the Holy Spirit. When we live by the Word of God, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will become spiritual children of God more and more. We will die to sin completely and live to righteousness. But because today's world is full of sins, there are so many people who do not acknowledge God. They blaspheme against God and run towards death. Even after accepting the Lord and gaining eternal life, they commit sins again that lead to death. But the Holy Spirit is interceding to God so that even these souls who are supposed to die and who have dim chance of salvation will receive life again. Romans 8:26 says, "In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." Since the day of blessing, I see many, I hear many testimonies in dreams or in prayers. They are reminded of the sins that they committed before, which they couldn't remember at all. I see and hear these testimonies, and many of you are receiving comprehensive blessings and let me read a letter from deacon who is from Canada, how that person is receiving comprehensive blessings to help you understand what comprehensive blessings are. As a shepherd, I take care of many sheep, and I see some people who commit various sins. I am so heartbroken to see those who willfully commit sins, knowing the truth, and those who commit unforgivable sins. I earnestly pray to God to forgive their sins and let them live. I pray with a kind of heart that I would be willing to pay any price so they can go to the heavenly kingdom. When I pray so earnestly, sometimes God opens the way to let them gain life again. And the joy of receiving a soul back cannot be described. When I see those who really repent and turn away and become faithful, then I feel very rewarded. And I see those who are turning away from sins, and it's really rewarding. My heart, just as a little shepherd, is like this. And how joyful our God the Father will be. Even the worldly people say, the greatest love is the love to sacrifice oneself for others. They acknowledge that if a person can give even his love is true. They also dream of loving with such a love. And Jesus showed this greatest love by taking the cross. He also confirmed that his love is true by him resurrecting. And who did he love? It is you and I. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will fill your heart fully with this love in the resurrection so that you will later stand as beautiful brides of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, resurrection also carries the third meaning, true faith. Jesus believed God would certainly fulfill the providence of the salvation of the cross. And so, he could obey with joy. Namely, he fulfilled the providence of salvation completely by taking the cross. Of course, Jesus also faced some situation where it seemed things were not going as planned. He was persecuted and he even faced many threats to his life. When he took the cross, he had to be forsaken even by God and become completely alone. It's because he had to take the cross in the place of sinners. He couldn't call on his most beloved Father as Father, but only as God. But until the last moment when he gave up his spirit on the cross, he completely trusted God. Jesus always called God Father. But just once, when he was on the cross, he couldn't call God Father, but as only God. Because he was taking all the sins of the sinners. Because he was representing the sinners. When he cried out in that place, he couldn't call God Father. Because he was in the place of the sinner. Because he was calling God as a sinner, in the place of the sinner, he couldn't call God Father, but only as God. He believed and hoped that he would resurrect and enjoy the glory with God together after the suffering of the cross. If we wholly trust God like Jesus did, we can also live in faith, not compromising with the world. To wholly trust God is to believe in God who will also give us our resurrection and the kingdom of heaven. Those who have this kind of faith will not put their hope in this earth that is only transitory. They don't love this world that will perish and disappear. They cast away sins every day, and because they have hope for the eternal heavenly kingdom, they try to become sanctified. Also, in any kind of sufferings, they work faithfully for the kingdom of God until death. Their faithfulness will never change. I believe in God, who has given me eternal life before death, and so I also believe that He will fulfill all the visions that He has given to our church. We have been believing and praying until now, and so it has been fulfilled one by one. Sometimes we have had to endure persecutions and sufferings. Personally, I was threatened in my pastoral ministry. Our church also encountered difficult situations, but I never doubted God. We were same as dead when we saw the reality of things, but when we wholly believed in God, the miracle of resurrection took place for us. After sufferings, definitely there were blessings and comfort of God. No one dies without having committed sins. But when we had to suffer without sinning, God gave us blessings through those sufferings. And since my seminary college years and until now, after every kind of trial, God gave me blessings and comfort and revival of the church. And also God gave us, every time, God gave us, the church members, more faith. Brothers and sisters, 2 Timothy 3:12 says, "Indeed, all who desire to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." All who desire to live godly lives in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So we don't have to be afraid of being persecuted. If you do not live a godly life, then we won't be persecuted at all. You sometimes may face persecutions and hardships in your personal life or in your ministry. But even at these times, I hope you will firmly trust in God, who will give us resurrection and hope for the glory that He will give you later. You are the witnesses of the Lord who resurrected. You had no life living in sins before, but you were born again by meeting the Lord. You give birth to Spirit through the Spirit every day, and you are changing into a man of Spirit. You also have been, you also have seen and experienced the power of the Holy Spirit that revives and recreates the dead cells and tissues and nerves. The life is not there when they are dead. Those dead cells and tissues and nerves, when they are dead, they don't have life. And when we revive them, it is the work of recreation. Therefore, I urge you to take hold of more beautiful heavenly dwelling places by force with stronger faith and hope. Also, I urge you to become workers of the Lord who will fulfill the visions of this church together. Above all, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will surely show the evidence of the Lord who resurrected and who is living. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, people say men are animals that forget. It tells us the nature of man who forget very soon even the things that should not be forgettable. Suppose you steal. It's better to forget about something like that, but you don't. Since March 31st, the walls of sin, I'm not talking about little sins, but the very fundamental walls of sins, even those walls of sins, God said He would give you a chance to demolish it if you realize the fundamental cause and fundamental reason and resolve it. If you repent of it and turn away, God will resolve those problems. Suppose you are hitting somebody in family. Suppose you are hitting your wife or children. And since when did you begin to use violence? So you have to think about when you first began to use your violence. Before listening to the truth, you began beating up, you began hitting. And that became once and twice and three times. And so you have to understand, since when you began, sometimes the wives hit their husbands. So either way, you have to find the fundamental cause. The children, the students who have no interest in studying. Once some students came to my office, and most of their letters were saying, please give me the passion and fervor, desire to study. They know they have to study, but they don't have the desire. They just hate studying. So they want to have this desire, wanting to study. And some others, please let me quit internet games, computers. Please give me the strength. Some other students, they want to worship in spirit and truth. They want to do it, but they cannot do it. So I receive these prayer points. Those who worship in spirit and truth, they study well also. Because they put their heart in the worship service. It means they can control their mind. When they are in the class, they can concentrate in what the teacher is teaching. So they can excel in studies. But those who don't worship in spirit and truth, it's the same in the classroom. They cannot concentrate. They have all kinds of daydreaming and idle thoughts. They want to play. They want to do this, do that. They want to play these internet games and so on and so forth. They want to do this. They want to date a girl or a boy or something. So how can they concentrate in studying? They are just captured by these idle thoughts and daydreaming. So that's why they cannot study. Also, some students, they want to study hard, but they don't have the basics. So they do not excel. So they just hate them. Because they're not good at English. They dislike English teachers. They just wish something, they wish something had happened to the teacher so he wouldn't come to the class. Other students, they are good, but they themselves are not good, so they dislike this subject. Those who are not good at math, they don't like that class because they are not good. And parents who have this kind of children, if you say you have to study, you keep on studying, I'll give you this if you get this much grade, and I'll buy you this, I'll give you this. Even if you say that, it's not solving the fundamental cause. What can they do? They want to do it, but they cannot do it. And also they just rebuke them, reprimand them, or scold them, or the other student, your friend is doing so well, and why can't you do as much as he does? And you just send them to... Before there was a student, some couple of years ago, there was a student who committed suicide. Although he was the best in his class, in the studies, but he hated his parents and he committed suicide because his parents were telling him to study all the time. You have to help them solve the fundamental problems. They all want to study hard. They also want to excel in academic affairs. They want to do well. They want to be praised by the teachers. But they cannot do it. So you have to find out what is holding them back. And And also the students with the same. They have to understand why they came to, they couldn't do well in the studies. Suppose they are internet games or dating girlfriends and boyfriends, and all their minds and thoughts are into such things, so they waste all those times while they have to study. So when they also, when they study, they want to do other things to it, so they cannot concentrate. So they get into this, these other things more and more. So they dislike studying. So after some time, other students are so, are going well, but these students, they fall behind and they cannot catch up. So they dislike studying even more. So parents and students, they have to sit down together and talk about it. It's not easy. It's not something very difficult. It's not difficult at all. If they are not good at math, the parents or some teachers make it easier to understand, for them to understand from the basics. Of course, you need a methodology there because they don't like it. It's the same with English or those who don't have fundamental basics. So they have to, you have to teach them. You have a lot of books and a lot of lectures. That there are many, many books and many lectures. When I was a student, we didn't have any textbooks, or we didn't have many kinds of books or anything, any cram school or any internet lectures. Once we fell behind in the class, we'd be behind forever. But now, we have a lot of materials that you can use. Many teachers. Even in, so, there are many kinds of lectures and classes. From the basics and to intermediate course. They first have to feel the interest in studying. There are many cram schools, which are called hagwons. But each one has different way of teaching. So in some cram schools, they just they don't teach very well. They just give them hard time even more. But some others, where when they teach very well, those who are willing to study, those students who are willing to study, they can learn from many things. There are many things. So the students have to also find out the fundamental cause why they came to dislike studying. So they have to solve this problem so they would have the desire to study. They have to understand why they came to dislike these studying. It's the same with sins. You have to find out the fundamental cause. People say men are animals that forget, and it tells us the nature of man who forget very soon even the things that should not be forgettable. But there is one thing we must never forget. It is the sufferings of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. Today, we reflected on the meanings contained in the resurrection of the Lord. Resurrection means true life, true love, and true faith. Among these three things especially, I hope you will keep the love of God in your deep heart. Isaiah 49:16 says, "Behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands." How emotional this is. God has inscribed you and I on His palms. It said, God has never forgotten His children, even when they committed sins and left God. He forgave them and opened the way for them so they could come back to Him. God does not forsake them, even if we commit sins once. If we commit sins once, if you commit a sin once, if you betray him once, and if you are just forsaken, that way, even between God and us, and between friends, between parents and children, and if they betray once, and if you are forsaken, who can be saved? But among the friends, between friends, if you betray somebody, it is very difficult to find anybody who forgives. If one of the friends betrays the other, it's very difficult to completely forgive that friend. But most cases, they don't forgive. But our Lord is only love and forgiveness. They don't forgive. God forgave us again and again and again, and why can't we forgive others? Even those who give us a hard time, we have to be able to forgive them. Even when others do wrong, we have to forgive them. If they do it again, we have to again forgive. This is the love of the Lord and love of God. So if we have this faith of resurrection and hope, we have to have this love and forgiveness. God does not forget even the children who left him, and he inscribes them on his palm. And this is the love of the Father God, and I hope you will keep the love deep in your heart, that you will never forget it. I pray in the name of the Lord that on the day you meet the Lord, you'll be able to confess with tears of joy before the Lord that it was this love that had led you all the way there. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. Through the resurrection of the Lord, let us have the hope and faith of resurrection too. Let us take after the love of God who gave us your only Son. And let us have spiritual faith to give everything. Father, give us true life, true love, and true faith, and thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray, Amen. I'll give you an example of a comprehensive blessing, so I'll read this letter to you now as an example. I'm Hengmi Lee of Calgary Mamin Church. I came to Korea in March, and I'm staying with my husband and husband's family. She came to Korea on March 30th. Reason why I came to Korea is because my husband's business in Gimhae is having such a hard time. And he asked me to come and stay with him because he was having such a hard time. Because of the economic recession, he couldn't receive the payment, and many other companies that he was doing the business, they were going bankrupt, and my husband was also in a very difficult situation. And on March 31st, I obeyed the word of the shepherd, and I tried to find the fundamental causes and repenting, and I served my husband with love, and we also got rid of all the things that were related to idolatry in the house of my husband. And her husband is not a believer, so he had a lot of items that were related to idols, so they got rid of all those things. And she repented of fundamental causes, and then she came to this day of blessing. So you can reflect yourself and think about how much fundamental cause you have found out. You have a lot of things. You have a lot of idolatry in your house. Things that are related with idolatry in your house, and you are in a position to control them, but you are not getting rid of them. So please think about these things. And after that, my husband's business is receiving comprehensive blessings in 1 week. And it is, they're still receiving blessings. First, they received 50 million won that they from a company that they had to pay us. Also, they had another problem with another company. They changed their mind and they paid us right away 30 million won. And third, the tax office gave us back, saying we paid more than what we are supposed to, and they gave us back 5 million won. And also my husband was bidding for a contract and he almost gave up, but the contract was given to us. Fifth, my husband felt that this was the blessing of God and he's attending a dawn prayer meeting with me. So because God knew that if he gave his grace to this family, he knew that this son would also begin to attend church. Through the day of blessing, God blessed us in all things, material and spiritual and family problems, and the family relation is restored. And I'm so happy and overwhelmed by the blessings with the thanks. And look at their children, what kind of faith they have. Do-hun Hong in Calgary Mammin Church, the son of Hengmi Lee. I am Do-hun Hong of Calgary Mammin Church. I'm thankful for guiding me to true faith. Last Friday, when you talked about the black clothes in Friday service, and here in Calgary, it's the morning, and I couldn't hear it because I was going to the school, and I heard it from another person in the church, and they explained to me about the black clothes, and I had some black clothes in my closet, and I had 4 black t-shirts. I didn't wear them often, but if the Sunday school teacher told us, why don't you cast them away, throw them out, because you love God, if you love God and you love the senior pastor. But when I was throwing them out, I didn't feel wasteful. One of them I didn't even wear once, but I was just happy to throw them away. Thank you for letting me realize the will of God. So when they heard, he himself and his younger brother too, they just threw them away. It was happy. They were happy. They didn't feel it was wasteful. This is true obedience. This is the kind of true obedience that God wants. And in this summer vacation, they want to come and attend the summer retreat. He wants to see me. And the faith of the mother raised her children this way. So when they understand, not directly, not even directly they heard it, but when they heard it from their teacher, they threw them out with happiness. Not sparingly, but with happiness. And if you have this kind of good heart, then you will receive the answer from God in anything. So I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you for your grace and love. Lay your hands on them at this time. Give them your power, power, power. From head to toe, all internals and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Show your work transcending space-time. Bless all those who are attending the service through satellite in all churches and branch churches and local sanctuaries. Those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world. And all GCN and Badminton TV viewing audiences. And also there are many prayer requests from other countries with their photos. Lay your hands on their photos at prayer points. Reverend Ricardo Reyes from the United States. Let him lead a successful conference and revival meeting in Washington, D.C. Give him more power and let him bear a lot of fruit through the through his visit to Venezuela. Give him the power of word and more. Pastor Kyung Tae Chung in Japan, he has handkerchief crusade on April 26th. Let many people gather and be healed and receive the answers to problems and give glory to God. And Enomoto Junko from Japan has got into a traffic accident of motorbike and let the victim not ask for unreasonable things and let them have a concession in an appropriate way. Pastor Kyung-hee Kim in Taiwan, they'll have a special seminar and handkerchief crusade from April 15th to 17th, and many people gather and experience the power of God. Lee Chun-shu from Taiwan, heart disease and a lump on the right neck, right side of the neck, and stomach ache and nausea and the ruptured eardrum on the right ear. Heal her. And Reverend Pastor Wilson John Gill of Pakistan, let there be less terrorist attacks, and let there be political stability and peace in Pakistan. And from neighboring country, Missionary Kim, let be protected in the space of the shepherd, and let there be many publication works, and Ten and We missionaries, Ten and We, protect the branch churches in the space of the shepherd, and let them prepare for the pastor's conference in April, and Missionary Zhang from April 16th, there'll be seminars. And there will be many signs and wonders. Fan Xiankun, let him translate the very well, in a good way, with the ability and power, the English books into Chinese. He's having a 7-day fasting. Let him finish it very well. Li Haijun wants to repent and give him the power to become independent. Li Ping Yang wants to get a good job and to become a sanctified. Wang En Song has fracture and it is fixed by metal plate and screws, and let him be healed without surgery. Shang Jun Hui have the tumor in brain nerve give him healing and let him also recover his hearing. Zhao Guihua, family evangelization, and let the branch churches be protected in the area that have a lot of Muslims. Lu Shuxi has an injury on the arm, and his son, her son Li Jingchai, and daughter Lu Zhanghe to accept the Lord and become a member of Manmin. An Songchul wants to have more spiritual faith and wants to get into a second high school in Chengdu City. Yang Chunxiao has a bleeding from the gum, wants to pray more fervently, and let her son Ni Dawei get rid of the worldly desires. Ni Jinlong wants to accept the Lord and repent and quit all the smoking and drinking and gambling. And Huang Ho wants to get a good job and wants financial blessings. Wants to Wei Guiqin has depression, and he wants to disconnect the solve the fundamental problem of idolatry. And Father God, lay your hands on all of them and heal them. Let them hear well, let them see well, let them speak well. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit, all kidneys, stomach, and intestines, and all parts, heart, lung, and liver, and colon, and all the parts. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, heal all the lung diseases, skin diseases, itchiness, and all, loosen all the paralysis and make them whole and complete. Give them spiritual and physical health, and give them prosperity throughout this week. Protect and bless their families, workplaces, and businesses. Let them lend but not borrow. Let them be acknowledged by others and as children of God. Lord, thank you. Father, thank you. Whatever your children may be, drive away all evil spirits, rulers of the air and their angels, and protect them with fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving, and all overseas missionaries and pastors and members, keep them and protect them all the time. And give them true peace throughout this week. Bless them whether they come in or go out. Drive away all enemy devil and Satan and destroy them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.